Okay, thank you very much, HC. All right, so I'm going to talk about financial issues here today. So you've had a very good update this afternoon on the business. I think as you can see, we're really excited about the opportunities that we've got, and the momentum of the business right now is certainly very good, and we expect that's going to continue here and improve going forward. So today we're also going to, as part of this review, and as you saw this morning, we're really formalizing today a shift in terms of an enhanced capital structure strategy for 3M. So if you think about this, this completes a process that we started when Inge became CEO, which was a process where what we did is we looked at what was working well in the company and what we thought we could do to make the company better. So last year when we had our presentation in November, we really laid out what were we doing in terms of key strategies and focus for the operating business. And today we complement that then with a view as to what's the right financial policy for 3M going forward. We started thinking about and taking these actions then. We started taking the actions during the year here in 2013, which were in support of this enhanced capital structure strategy. And we thought today would be the right forum to provide a more complete update and framing of how we're thinking about the business in this area going forward. So in short, our enhanced capital structure strategy is really a reflection of the confidence in the health of our business going forward. If we turn then to the headlines shown here, which I think capture the key strategies from my perspective. First of all, managing towards an enhanced capital structure strategy financed with additional low-cost debt. What will we do there? We're going to leverage the balance sheet to grow the business, and our first and foremost priority in this area continues to be around organic growth. We'll continue to invest strongly in the business via capital investment in R&D over the planning period. We'll also be investing to grow the business with additional acquisitions, which we range for the five-year period in the $5 to $10 billion range. And we've indicated today that we believe that it's reasonable to consider acquisitions that could be in the multi-billion dollar range. We'll also increase cash return to shareholders. As we've announced this morning, we'll be increasing our dividend in the first quarter of 2014 by 35%, and we're increasing our total share buyback program for the period with the expected total repurchases of $17 to $22 billion during the period through 2017 versus the prior guidance of $7.5 to $15 billion. And then finally, we expect double-digit EPS growth in 2014, and we're on track here to deliver on the 2013 to 17 financial objectives that we laid out last year. I'm going to do this in two pieces. First, I'm going to cover our thinking around capital structure and capital allocation, followed by a review of our 2014 earnings outlook. So turning to slide five here, the question, as I've already said, what has worked well for 3M and what are we going to continue? And certainly the view that we have is a strong capital structure and steady cash flow is essential to support our diverse and global business. This enables us to invest in the business through all points of the business cycle, and we intend to maintain that and maintain flexibility to be able to also invest in strategic opportunities as they arise while returning cash to shareholders. Here's the list of the strategic actions that we've been taking to strengthen the company and will continue to do to drive long-term shareholder value. So first, active portfolio prioritization. We're really using this to drive all elements, as you've heard today, to how we allocate resources against the best opportunities. And certainly we use this in terms of our capital investment in the business, which is a very important part of the model. So If you look, we've averaged in recent years about 5% of revenue. We think that will continue. We think that's the right level of investment for the company. And really, this is all around maintaining competitive advantage as we have many of our technology capabilities are embedded in our process technologies, and those are best deployed when we have the capabilities internal to the company with vertically integrated supply chains. So we'll continue on this path, and really we think we do a good job in this area, which is reflected by the ongoing return of invested capital of around 20%, which will continue here in 2013. Secondly, strategic investments, which are improving the strength of the business model. So this goes to R&D. We've talked about, we continue to target a 6% R&D investment level as a percent of revenue by the end of the period. And here, this goes in the category, what's been working well? Well, clearly for us, we've seen as we've had a rising level of new product vitality, as measured by our NPVI index, which is the percent of our sales from products launched within the last 5 years, as we've seen that rise over recent years, so this year we'll be at 33%, this has clearly been a powerful contributor to superior and sustainable profitability. And this has worked well and will continue to invest in this area. We see our index here increasing by the end of 2017. We expect it to be around 37%. And in terms of what we can do better, we concluded that we had an opportunity here to invest and target incremental investment towards new products for new markets, which we believe over time will continue to help us to accelerate our organic growth capability, and hence the increase that we're targeting still for to move towards 6% of revenue. The next area of internal investment and strategic investment for the company is around our ERP system. We're now in year 3 of this project, of a 7-year project, which we expect will yield $500 million annually of profit improvement once fully deployed, and a one-time benefit of $500 million in working capital. We're managing the risk of this deployment through staged implementations as we roll this out country by country. And as of now, we've done 6 deployments with more scheduled here in 2014. In October, we launched the ERP system in Canada, which was by far the broadest and biggest footprint thus far from the company. In general, the deployments to date have been going very well, and we're very much on plan, and we're moving here to a single integrated IT platform, which is obviously a major undertaking for the company. We expect challenges along the way, which we're using to then learn from and improve our capability to deploy. We're also starting to see, even at this early stage, a number of benefits in this from the deployment. This includes our ability to get operational data on a real-time basis that we've not had available to us in the past. We've also demonstrated now with these deployments that we have the ability to operate in a single instance environment across the enterprise, and we've also done these, we've done multiple deployments concurrently, so we've validated that we have the ability to proceed on that basis. So we're continuing now with preparations for starting the launch in the U.S. Starting in 2015. And while it is very challenging, we are very pleased with the progress to date, and we believe we'll benefit strongly from this effort. You've heard today from a couple of the presenters, including now most recently HC, around our supply chain investments. And this is really enabled by standardizing business processes, which are embedded in our ERP rollout and a key enabler to improve operational efficiency. So we've established the Swiss Center of Excellence as well as the one in Panama and Singapore. And what these centers enable us to do is centralize order flow, drive manufacturing efficiency, enhance fulfillment capability, and also improve raw material sourcing. So The benefits we can see here are reducing our cost to serve our markets, improving our working capital capability, and we expect this will also enable us to reduce our tax rate to 27% by 2017. Building our capability in the area of acquisitions. So today we're reconfirming our intent to deploy substantial capital towards acquisitions as an enabler for growth for 3M. In my view, there are a number of capabilities that are necessary for a company, including 3M, to really ensure we generate returns through time that meet our own expectations for our businesses, and I've listed them here. So the first one is an active portfolio prioritization process that enables us to really define sharply where we should be acquiring and also where we should be divesting. Secondly, we've added the corporate top-down deal pipeline process to augment an existing bottoms-up process. So this enables us to have the effective means to transact, including potentially at the multi-billion dollar size. Thirdly, we've been building world-class organizational capability to integrate and also to disentangle businesses. So a repeatable playbook, businesses have the opportunity to have specialists to help them to supplement their efforts to integrate. And we think this will be very effective, and we've been using it, as Brad mentioned, on not only Ceradyne, but some of the prior acquisitions we've done. Fourthly, driving standardized business processes. So the project we're doing with the ERP system is a key enabler for us to be able to integrate and disentangle going forward. And then finally, I believe it's very important for us to continue to earn the right to deploy capital in this area, and one enabler to doing that is providing transparency and accountability to how have we performed when we've deployed that capital. So we've been putting these capabilities in place as I believe they're essential for any company to create value for shareholders. This is then the updated chart I showed last year in November. Concerning the performance of acquisitions that have been done since 2006, this represents $6 billion of acquired businesses, which is about 85% of the total. You can see our most recent deals starting from 2009 continue to perform very well and better than the earlier deals. Also, Ceradyne is off to an excellent start using our integrated playbook. And then finally, I would say, while acquisitions will remain a complement to our core organic business model, we see no reason why 3M can't be amongst the best in terms of capability in this area. Returning cash to shareholders. In addition to continuing to invest in the business to grow the business profitably, we also have plenty of capability, and we believe it's appropriate at this time to increase the return to shareholders as well by utilizing our balance sheet to do so. So we announced a 35% increase in our first quarter 2014 dividend payout to 85.5 cents per share this morning. This marks the 56th consecutive year of increased dividends, and in fact, this is the biggest percentage increase that we've done on our dividends since 1948. From a planning perspective, we have modeled increases in subsequent years to align to future earnings growth. This increase reflects the confidence we have in the sustained performance of 3M in the future, as well as our decision to deploy capital more aggressively. Complementing the dividend increase, we also plan to return $17 to $22 billion to shareholders via share repurchases during the 2013 to 17 period. This includes about $5.25 billion of repurchases we'll be doing here in 2013, which is up from our most recent guidance of $4.5 to $5 billion. Our approach to share repurchase entails an ongoing minimum repurchase threshold, which we then adjust up or down depending on other sources and uses of cash, as well as a relative value. Finally, reducing our total cost of capital. how are we going to fund our plans here? Recall last year that we added this free cash flow conversion goal as one of our four key metrics for the company, which reflects the importance of this goal in 3M's business model. So we expect here to continue to deliver strong and consistent cash flow from operations. Since 2008, we have converted 97% of net income into free cash flow. Going forward, we expect to see some conversion improvement, including from reduced pension contributions, which will add 6 to 8 percentage points annually starting in 2014. As a first step towards increasing our capital deployment, this year in 2013, we drew down our U.S. cash position to a minimum, and we also reactivated our commercial paper program in 2013. We also continue to deploy international cash. We're obviously investing as we build out the business globally. We're maximizing the intercompany dividends annually to the extent that this can be done tax efficiently. However, we do not presently have in our base plan consideration of U.S. tax reform, which will result in rising cash over time in our international subsidiary operations. So this is going to put some pressure for us on return on invested capital as a result. To fund our revised capital deployment plan, we expect to increase net debt in the U.S. going forward. Turning back to pensions and OPEB contributions, this is another change in our outlook, which I've referred to in 2013, which is the improved funded status of our pension plans, which are now estimated to be 93% funded at year-end 2013. As a consequence of this improvement, we project additional funding to decline to $100 to $200 million annually starting in 2014. This frees up capital for other uses and is a significant decline compared to the over $7 billion contributions that we made during the past decade. So bringing it all together for 2014, we see here the total funds that we'll have available for deployment will range from $13.5 to $16 billion. This includes a net debt increase of $2 to $4 billion next year, which we then show here the uses, which are directed towards reinvestment in the business, returning cash to shareholders, and reinvesting for employees. So overall, a very balanced and very solid plan, which is more aggressive than in the past. This approach will continue through the plan period. So turning now to our 2014 earnings outlook. So in terms of planning estimates, we're estimating GAAP EPS to be in the $7.30 to $7.55 range, which would be a 9 to 13% earnings increase versus the midpoint of our current 2013 guidance. Organic local currency growth of 3 to 6%. Foreign currency translation is expected to be neutral to a 1% headwind. We're estimating our tax rate of 28 to 29% during 2014, free cash flow conversion of 90 to 100%. So I'll be walking through these elements. Also note that we have not included the potential impact of acquisitions in these totals, so as and when those occur, we would be adjusting our outlook to reflect that. So here's a summary of our 2014 EPS roadmap. The point I would make here is 80% of our earnings growth we expect in 2014 will come from operations, with 20% coming from non-operating sources, that being taxes, share repurchases, and increased interest expense. Taking each element then, looking at organic local currency growth, we expect 20 to 50 cents a share of EPS growth coming from this source. 3 to 6% organic local currency growth. This will be primarily volume as we expect selling prices to be up modestly in 2014. In terms of the growth by market, we expect developing markets to grow 6 to 10% and developed markets to grow 2 to 4%. And all of this is based on an estimate for global industrial production in the range of 2 to 4% in 2014. This then is a breakdown of how we estimate growth by business group and geography in 2014. With regard to business groups, we expect industrial, consumer, and safety and graphics to grow by 3 to 6% in line with the company range. Healthcare will continue to perform very well with a 4 to 7% growth rate expected. And electronics and energy, we expect to grow 2 to 6% next year. You can see we also expect growth in all regions of the world, with Latin America again leading the way with 8 to 11% growth, Asia Pacific at 3 to 8%, the U.S. in line with the company range of 3 to 6%, EMEA at 1 to 4, including Western Europe continuing to grow with a range of 0 to 3%. In terms of the foreign currency impact we expect this year, we expect a headwind of upwards to 5 cents a share, and this is increasingly driven by our developing market presence in countries such as Brazil, India, and Thailand. The impact here we quote is net of our hedging program, where we hedge 50% of our exposures on a rolling basis to the extent of availability of hedge cover. Raw materials we expect will be accretive to earnings in a range of 5 to 15 cents per share. We are predicting that commodity prices will rise modestly, but be more than offset by our global sourcing programs. In terms of our purchases, we purchase about $8 billion annually, which represents 25% of sales or half of our cost of goods. And you can see here the major feedstocks for our purchasing activities. In terms of strategic investments, so we have two categories we list here, and we're showing a 10 to 20 cent per share level of investment in 2014 that will be expensed. So the first category is investing in strategic long-term transformative projects. So this includes our R&D investment as we push towards a step-by-step approach towards 6% of revenue. We're investing for new products and new markets. We'll also have an increase next year as our ERP spending peaks in 2014 as we move towards a single integrated IT platform. And then the other area of strategic investment for us is around driving operational efficiency. So this is looking at how we can take actions to improve our portfolio and improve our operations. And this continues on an ongoing basis in the company. So inside of this area, you would find whenever we're taking actions to restructure to become more competitive, as well as the cost of one-time initiatives such as the European Supply Chain Center of Expertise that we've talked about. In this case, I would mention in the first quarter, we're now estimating in the category of operational efficiency to invest about $20 to $30 million or 2 to 3 cents a share. So this would be in addition to the incremental spending we'll have in R&D and ERP. And this would be in areas of we've got some restructuring to do, primarily in Europe, as well as the year-over-year cost increase of our European Supply Chain Center. Net productivity, we're estimating at 10 to 20 cents a share next year. So this is the impact on the company of our lean manufacturing system as we continue to identify and operate more efficiently in the factories. The benefits we'll reap from our supply chain centers of expertise. And this cost also we include in here the cost of new product launches, factory startups, and wage inflation. That's netted into this number. In terms of retirement benefit expenses next year, we're expecting a positive year-over-year expense profile of 10 to 20 cents a share in terms of expense reduction, which is really the impact of several things. One is the declining impact of prior period losses, which we amortize over a long period of time. the impact of the increased discount rate we've experienced during the year, as well as the shift as we see the shift from a workforce which had been with defined benefit plans. We increasingly are seeing the demographic shift towards defined contribution plans we have in place across the world. This also includes the assumption we expect to lower our asset return assumption in 2014. This is in the U.S. We've been using in 2013 an 8% ROA. And these expenses that we're quoting include the cost of our defined benefit pension plans, other post-retirement benefit plans in the healthcare area, as well as the cost of our defined contribution plans. And we're expecting continued and further tailwinds in this area during the balance of the five-year planning period. The effective tax rate for next year, we're forecasting at 28%-29%, which will be a flat to 10-cent per share increase in our tax expense in 2014. If you look at this, basically what's going on here is our structural tax rate continues to be favorably impacted by the shift that we're experiencing to a more global business footprint, which is why we continue to believe we will land at a 27% by 2017. And then we have our annual tax rate is impacted by specific items such as legislation. So we've included in our plan for next year the assumption that the R&D tax credit will be renewed in the U.S. And be available to us. But on a year-over-year basis, we had a double benefit last year from the R&D tax credit. So on a year-over-year basis, that implies a 40 to 50 basis point increase in tax expense. And our annual rate is also impacted by closing of tax audits and other one-time planning initiatives. Share repurchase in 2014, we expect will benefit earnings by 20 to 30 cents per share, as we expect our average diluted shares outstanding to decline by 3 to 4 percentage points. We are planning right now for $3 billion-$5 billion of gross share repurchases in 2014, or $2 billion-$4 billion net of reissuances. As we increase the leverage on the balance sheet, we will see rising interest expense. We're showing here up to $0.05 per share of additional expense as we have an incremental debt balance of $2 billion-$4 billion. So coming back to the guidance, which I've gone through previously, so double-digit earnings growth on 3%-6% organic growth in 2014. So summing it all up, we're on track to deliver our 2013-2017 objectives. We've got a number of key operating strategic levers that are working in support of this goal. Today, we've announced that we're managing towards an enhanced capital structure strategy that'll be financed with additional low-cost debt. We intend to maintain our capital structure flexibility to be able to respond to large corporate strategic opportunities that can strengthen the portfolio, and we can do that while significantly increasing our cash return to shareholders, which we expect that return to be in excess of 110% of net income to shareholders over the five-year planning period. We're also reaffirming then these four goals that we laid out in November of last year. One year into the plan, we remain on track with these objectives, and we believe these goals are aggressive but reasonable for the company to seek to achieve going forward. So that concludes my remarks, and what we plan to do is take about 5 minutes here to get set up to enable us to start the Q&A session. So thank you very much for your attention.